Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we will begin, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, discussing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And the first thing we will discuss about Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is Erev Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. What happens on Erev Shabbos as the Kohanim and everyone else get ready for Shabbos? In previous FMMs, when we learned about the Korban Tamid, we learned about a few Kohanim who work in the Beis HaMikdash full-time, and we also learned about most of the Kohanim who work in shifts throughout the year. And I will say again now and always, I am very happy to send you past FMMs on this topic or any topic that we learn. Please just WhatsApp me privately if you have any questions. The Kohanim are divided into separate groups called Mishmaros. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the Kohanim were divided into 8 Mishmaros. However, since the days of David HaMelech, all of the Kohanim have been divided into 24 Mishmaros. And each of the 24 Mishmaros works in the Beis HaMikdash for a week at a time. They take turns. This Mishmar works this week, that Mishmar works the next week, etc., etc., for 24 weeks as they cycle through each of the 24 Mishmaros. And when do the Mishmaros switch? When does one Mishmar leave and another Mishmar arrive? That happens on Shabbos. And in future FMMs, we will discuss exactly how and when the Mishmaros switch over, but now we're speaking about Erev Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and it is on Erev Shabbos that the Kohanim from the incoming Mishmar begin coming into Yerushalayim to prepare for their shift, to prepare for their week, for their week's work, for their week's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That is one thing that happens on Erev Shabbos. And in addition to the Kohanim coming to the Beis HaMikdash for their Mishmar shift on Erev Shabbos, there's another thing that happens in the Beis HaMikdash in preparation for Shabbos. When we discussed the daily Korban Tamid, we discussed a series of trumpet blasts that are sounded every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah in the fifth perek of Maseches Sukkah says, and the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, quotes this lehalacha, that on Erev Shabbos, 6 trumpet blasts, or 6 sets of trumpet blasts are sounded. 3 sets are sounded as Shabbos is approaching, to tell everyone and to remind everyone to stop doing melacha, and another 3 sets are sounded to let people know that sunset has come, and it's no longer a weekday, Shabbos has now begun. And the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Beis, asks a question about these trumpet blasts. We learned in the last FMM that Kohanim are zrizin. They're careful not to make any mistakes when they work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara wonders why these trumpet blasts were needed at all. The Gemara says that you are correct. These blasts are not for the Kohanim per se. Rather, they are intended for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim. They and we need a reminder that Shabbos is coming, and we get that reminder with these trumpet blasts. And I don't usually do this in the FMMs, but I wanted to take a short detour for a moment and share that the blowing of the trumpets with the onset of Shabbos is mentioned in Josephus, in the Wars of the Jews, Book 4, at the end of chapter 9, and after the 6-day war, when archaeologists began excavating Har HaBayit, they found a stone from the southwest corner of Har HaBayit with an inscription on the stone. And the inscription reads, "Lebeit Hatkiah," to the base Hatkiah, to the trumpeting place. And archaeologists believe that this is a stone, that this stone indicated right where the trumpeter stood and blew the trumpet as Shabbos was descending on Yerushalayim. It's pretty fascinating, and you can visit the Kotel today and see that stone. It's really amazing. So in addition to all the excitement that every Erev Shabbos brings all around the world in the Beis HaMikdash, there's even more excitement in the air. Kohanim are coming from all over to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and the trumpets are blasting, getting ready for Shabbos. And so as Shabbos descends onto Yerushalayim and at the Beis HaMikdash, we will pause here, and next time, God willing, discuss the unique avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos itself. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.